Cultural adjustment at home. Whenever I visit the Southeast United States, it involves a bit of cultural adjustment. I'm from the Midwest, Wisconsin to be specific. This is far away both culturally and geographically from the deep South region of Alabama and Georgia, the region my father has been living in for the last 14 years. But now that I've lived in Hong Kong for 5 years, visiting Alabama and Georgia is both more familiar and more alien than ever. It was a pleasant relief to be back in my native country and to communicate so easily and efficiently with everyone. In Hong Kong, understandably, many shopkeepers and restaurant workers don't speak English well enough for me to ask for anything beyond the basics, because my Cantonese is even more incomprehensible than all but the worst Hong Kong people's English. Expressing things like a substitution on the menu is intolerably difficult for me much of the time in Hong Kong. But when I arrived in Atlanta, Georgia, I was reminded of what I had been missing as an American expat in a Chinese city. Anyone who has spent a significant amount of time in a foreign culture must be relieved to go back home, where not only is the language familiar and easy, but all the little cultural practice is familiar and easily understood. In Hong Kong, I feel like I'm constantly out of step because I've never gotten used to the rhythms of the way people walk and the dimensions of personal space. Back in the States, pedestrian traffic obeys unspoken American rules that I can't articulate but instinctively follow. American people, for example, have an explicit awareness of others in public space. They hold doors open for each other. They say, "Excuse me," and they make eye contact. In Hong Kong, this is all accomplished in a quieter, more implicit manner that my Western brain has never quite mastered. While it felt nice to be back in the US, living in Hong Kong for 5 years had made me more different from the southern US locals than I had ever been while visiting from Wisconsin. In Alabama, especially, deeper into the deep south than even Georgia, I had no problems being understood, but people found my word choice strange. I had become accustomed to asking for the toilet when I needed to use the facilities in Hong Kong, since the equivalent used in the US, like bathroom or washroom, were often not understood. When I asked for the toilet in Alabama, people looked at me like I was from outer space. I had always spoken a northern US dialect in the South, and I was always recognized as non-local, but I had never been looked at like an alien before. I once forgot to hold a door open for a woman, used to walking in my own world where people behind and beside me could be ignored. There are too many people in Hong Kong to worry about all of them. In Alabama, when a man fails to hold a door for a woman, he should expect her to let him know about it. I had never learned that lesson before because I had never made such a mistake. In Hong Kong, an unheld door or a light shoulder bump on the sidewalk is often ignored, whereas in the US, it requires both parties to offer apologies. Though it may strike visiting Westerners as rude, I speculate that Hong Kong culture has adapted in this way because of the population density. One can't demand an apology for every bump when one is bumped 10 times per block. Having no expectations of these little gestures assures that one won't be offended when one doesn't receive them. And Hong Kong's much lower rate of interpersonal violence demonstrates that the US's hyper-polite way of achieving social harmony may be less effective. It didn't take me long to readjust to the spacious rooms, walkways, and restaurants in the US. And now that I'm back in Hong Kong, sitting in a crowded coffee shop in Central, banging elbows with a local as I type, I feel a bit like Gandalf in a hobbit house, but still, it's good to be home.